Recording 27.
Good morning, everyone. My name is John, and I'm a paleontologist. Now, when most people hear that, they immediately get an image of an old professor studying dried-up dinosaur bones, or else they think of a great adventurer from the movies. Well, I'm neither. But I would like to talk to you today about how I came to be a paleontologist and the reason I believe it is an important job. All my life, my main interest has been the environment, so I actually started out as an ecology student. As part of my degree course, I had to do a unit on extinction, and a lecturer visiting from another university gave us a talk on Australia's extinct animals. One of the animals he talked about was called the Diprotodon. It's an ancestor of the modern Australian wombat. He described this enormous animal crossing ancient lakes, getting stuck in the mud, and becoming part of the fossil record, which is what we call the preserved remains of animals and plants that we find. And I was fascinated. So fascinated that I immediately changed courses. But paleontology isn't all easygoing. The very first field trip I went on was pretty awful. We went to an outback fossil site and we were digging in extreme conditions. I've learned since that that's pretty standard for work like this. But to make matters worse, after 5 days, I'd found nothing. I was getting really disheartened, and I was starting to regret my decision when, on the last day of the trip, I was digging into the bank of an ancient dried-up riverbed and found a funny-looking piece of rock. Inside it was a tooth from a giant kangaroo. Finding that one fossil made me realise that this was a field I really wanted to continue working in.